Our story today is called Kind Words. One day a teacher asked her students to list the names of the other students in the room on two sheets of paper, leaving a space between each name. She told them to think of the nicest thing they could say about each of their classmates and write it down. It took the remainder of the class period to finish their assignments, and as the students left the room, each one handed in the papers. That Saturday, the teacher wrote down the name of each student on a separate sheet of paper and listed what everyone else had said about that individual. On Monday, she gave each student his or her list. Before long, the entire class was smiling. "Really?" she heard whispered. "I never knew that I meant anything to anyone, and I didn't know others liked me so much," were most of the comments. No one ever mentioned the papers in class again. She never knew if they discussed them after class or with their parents, but it didn't matter. The exercise had accomplished its purpose. The students were happy with themselves and one another, and that group of students moved on. Several years later, one of the students was killed in Vietnam, and his teacher attended the funeral of that special student. The church was packed with his friends. One by one, those who loved him took a last walk by the coffin, and the teacher was the last to do so. As she stood there, one of the soldiers who acted as a pallbearer came up to her. "Were you Mark's math teacher?" he asked. She nodded yes. Then he said, "Mark talked about you a lot." After the funeral, most of Mark's former classmates went together to the luncheon. Mark's mother and father were there, obviously, waiting to speak with his teacher. "We want to show you something," his father said, taking a wallet out of his pocket. "They found this on Mark when he was killed, and we thought you might recognize it." Opening the billfold, he carefully removed two worn pieces of notebook paper that obviously had been taped, folded, and refolded many times. The teacher knew without looking the papers were the ones on which he had listed all the good things each of Mark's classmates had said about him. "Thank you so much for doing that," Mark's mother said. As you can see, Mark treasured it. All of Mark's former classmates started to gather around. Charlie smiled rather sheepishly and said, "I still have my lists. It's in the top drawer of my desk at home." Chuck's wife said, "Chuck asked me to put his in our wedding album." "I have mine too," Marilyn said. "It's in my diary." Then Vicky, another classmate, reached into her pocketbook, took out her wallet, and showed her worn and frazzled list to the group. "I carry this with me at all times," said Vicky, without batting an eyelash. And she continued, "I think we all saved our lists." Proverbs 16:24, gracious words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the body. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.